Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, are the Pac-12 players trying to unionize in football? This was a weird story that came out over the weekend, and it hasn't been gaining a lot of national traction, and I think it might be because of the source of it all. But former Arizona State quarterback Rudy Carpenter tweeted out, Pac-12 football players have created a list of demands for the Pac-12 universities to take into consideration. If the demands aren't addressed, complied with, the players are threatening to sit out the season. There's significant support growing among all 12 teams, with 50 or more players on many of teams in support of action/demands list. The initial idea was to create a players union. They decided time didn't allow for this and figured the best way to create the change they want is to boycott the season.
Yeah.
Things they are asking for: 50-50 revenue share, 6 years insurance upon graduation, better COVID-19 testing and protocols, et cetera, et cetera. The player-led group is being spearheaded at Cal Football, and they've been holding phone calls with other Pac-12 teams. There is some kind of players-only meeting vote that will be taking place shortly.
All right. Congratulations to the Cal football team and their step forward into the future of this failing epically. Gosh, this just doesn't make any. This is one of those situations where you're going to look at players. These guys have had a lot of free time. They've listened to a lot of things. They don't realize how lucky they do have it, because no one has ever told a Division I football player that you're undervalued, right? Or you're not appreciated, or that they're not doing everything they can to try to optimize what's for not only success of college football. Do we know college football is broken? Yes. Do the players need revenue splits with universities that are already how bad and how far is Cal in the red? It's staggering how far Cal is in the red. Cal doesn't care about sports. That's not what they care about. Arizona State, the Pac-12, has already shown that their lack of passion towards football. And here we have, this is so Pac-12 again. What are you doing? Okay, we're just trying to get sports right now in football. Be happy with name, image, and likeness. That's a great step. You don't need to take it all right now. It's like that. It's like that little kid that you give. He is like, give him a taste of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Next thing you know, he wants your Fritos, he wants your Coke, he wants your whole thing, and it comes coming in your house, and he sits down, starts making burgers. You're like, wait a minute, I just gave you a little bit of this. You don't get it all. Not everybody gets everything. And this unionized thing for college athletes is lunacy.
Why is that lunacy?
Because, first of all, amateur sports, there is a place for amateur sports. Mm-hmm. There is a place for it. I can't tell you whether it's between 6th grade or 12th grade, or if you want to go into 18th grade, if you want to do your math. I don't really care if you're in graduate school. There is a place for amateur sports. To be able to own someone's likeness is never what I have agreed. I've always stood very strongly on this name, image, and likeness thing, because it doesn't make any sense that a college athlete does not operate under the same parameters as a college scientist or a college musician. Because I can make money on YouTube off my name that I was birthed and given. But a college football player cannot have a YouTube channel or cannot sell his right. That will change.
Mm-hmm.
But to unionize to understand that that is beyond what these college athletes are trying to do. They're trying to take not only take money away from universities that certainly need it and to be able to operate, they're not understanding what the big picture is here, is that you're trying to educate yourself. You're not in the labor force yet. You're doing those things. You're gaining experience and knowledge. And for all those guys that are going to unionize, this isn't the NFL, okay? We understand it's big business with the universities. But as a college athlete, you want to tell me if you want to create the union, you know how many other guys would jump and jump over the union and say, well, fine, we'll cross your picket lines and we'll go play. Next thing you know, you have no value. Okay, that's kind of what college football players are doing. We're already down to five teams in college football that are the good ones that get to fight for it. Mm-hmm. And you want to unionize the Pac-12 to try to alienate even more? It just, I mean, who's advising these guys?
Nobody, and that's the problem. Well,
they have free time. They're not working out. They're not playing football. They're not going to class. So what do? Sit around and come up with some reason to try to create more chaos. Just like, well, get me started.
Well, I think that here's where it kind of misses.
You're getting educated. You're getting paid.
Yeah, no. Here's where this whole proposal misses big time is the 50-50 revenue split. I mean, that's going to get laughed right out of the building.
Yes.
But I don't disagree with the Pac-12 players on having a union to unify your voice. Just don't. You can't view it as the same way that in the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Any professional sports leagues, players' unions operate. But to having a unified voice and having a seat at the table for decisions, I think is something
that... What decisions?
That,
but explain that to me as I interrupt you.
What we're seeing right now with the COVID testing and things like that, and having a voice at the table for name, image, and likeness, and having... if you do unionize these conferences, then you could have group licensing agreements, because that's the big thing that's holding them back, is even if it's just for minimal things and not for negotiating splits of revenue, because that is the big difference between, you know, amateur and professional sports. And I think that, you know, if this is going to be...
You really want an 18-year-old sitting in there telling you how to split up your jersey money?
No, but, and that's not what
that
it is.
That's
not what it wouldn't... It would not be that, because Demoris Smith is not a current player in the NBA or in the NFL. And Michelle Roberts is not an NBA player, but they are representatives and they are the presidents of those unions that go and negotiate on behalf of a group of people where you can lay everything out and you take money off of the table. And that should be a non-starter, but to having a unified voice, because right now they don't. We're having what we see with like UCLA and what their players had to do to go to their student government. And then the student government had to tell the university what to do. That was their only course of action that they had. And so having a Pac-12 representative that can go, hey, this is what the concerns of the players are right now. These are what the athletes are thinking and where they would like to see some changes happen. I don't think that that would be a bad thing. It would not be anywhere near.
It'd be catastrophic for college sports.
Having somebody tell them, though, guys, that's just not realistic.
They already have
it.
The fact is that you've been offered a scholarship to play for the university, to get an education, and play football there. Step one. Step two is that you maximize that by going to class, learning, getting your network, and all those things that come with playing college sports.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking for a seat at the table. What is the table that they need a seat at? And if you want to explain that in detail, is that they're already at the table. The fact is they're already 1% of every college sport to play at that level. You're already at the seat of the table. If you're fighting, this has nothing other than a fight over money. And this isn't... if you maximize your growth by taking advantage of the opportunities given to you.
Mm-hmm.
The first opportunity was that you were given a Division I scholarship.
Agreed.
From there, you maximize that by creating that on your own. Don't wait for a union to give it to you in that level. If that is a seat at the table that you need to have, not only will it delay issues and cause even more issues with that.
With what?
Delay issues and cause... Can you imagine the next thing they know and they go, we don't want to play this game. We don't want to play this game. We want to see the table of scheduling. We want to see the table of whether or not how we travel. Next thing you know, it's they got to fly certain ways and do all these things. And the other part is I would take into consideration that the people that are there that recruited me I would think, I would try that they have my best interest. I would try to understand that maybe a coach like Coach Cristobal, maybe like Jonathan Smith, maybe some of these guys like Jimmy Lake and mm-hmm. are there to take care of me and are there for my, and that's why I went to that university.
Okay, but then that guy leaves and jumps to another program.
Well, that's part
you're
of
left hanging.
Well, and that's a whole different deal. Then you can leave because that's part of what you can do. If the coach leaves, you can then go ahead and not be penalized. That's part of what the rules have said.
Right, but as you were saying, though, the maximizing your opportunities at that university. What if you are and you're taking advantage of all those things, but the only thing that's different is a guy that you believed in, he left, and everything else at that university fits you in that scholarship.
You have an education.
Except for a new college coach that comes in, and you want to have a voice, and it doesn't have to be heard all the time.
Your voice is social media. Your voice is the fact that you're on national television
and that gets
playing
you
in front of millions of people. You have voice because when you walk on that campus, everybody looks at you different. A Duck athlete that's on a football team is looked at completely different than the regular student. Buck can associate that. You can tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
Anybody that walks on that campus, you're already 1% ahead of everybody. You're asking for things that you haven't earned yet. You've earned nothing yet. You've been given an opportunity. Now go earn it. Your name, image, and likeness is not what we're arguing here.
No, and I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, and I'm not talking about money. Like, I'm not talking about paychecks for student athletes, because I think you could have a voice in a unified voice without a paycheck. But when issues do arise, having somebody that can handle that as one instead of...
I don't want 18-year-olds telling adults what to do. Can we just get to the point of that's really what it is?
But
18 to 22-year-olds have no business telling what adults do that are already experienced, already high paid, and already highly educated. I don't want... Can you imagine Coach Cristobal sitting around going, what do you guys think about what we should practice today? Dead in the water. Gone.
Well,
18 to 22-year-olds look for leadership.
But that's not what they we're do talking not, about.
Yes, you are.
No,
this
no.
is. I am completely staunch on this, is that when you show up to university, you're relying on the fact that these guys are high, that they are there to lead you into the next level of your life. Not asking for equality when it comes to knowledge about how it is to be a college football player. You don't even know how to lift weights when you show up. You don't know how to study. You don't know how to eat. You don't know how to have time management. All those skills that I learned, I was taught by people that had been through that. A seat at the table, you don't deserve.
No,
you don't get that.
I'm not I'm talking about for in instances like name, image, and likeness, like when there is a national pandemic. I mean, this wouldn't be something where they're negotiating their schedules, because
if you
that
think that's what they can decipher between the two, just ask an 18-year-old if he knows the difference between a union and a team.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying what Rudy Carpenter is proposing is, in large part, it's preposterous. But I don't think that there is any harm in having a unified voice and somebody that, instead of 100 players from each of the 12 universities, that's 1,200 student-athletes in football alone, it being able to say, hey, this is a concern that we have, and it's one person or a small group of people that go to the administrators and they go to the decision makers and say, these are the concerns that we have. And
you don't need a union to do that. You can just have a team representative group. You can have a team council.
But that isn't getting anywhere, because they're from 12 different avenues going to one place, right? This would be one voice speaking for all 12 of the universities and their athletes. I'm not looking at it as a union as professional sports think of them as we think of professional sports unions, because we're not talking about negotiating money or, you know, who they're playing in their non-conference schedule. I'm talking about the bigger issues. Like, I do think that something is the long-term healthcare after, because a lot of these guys have issues that aren't covered medically once they're done.
Dusty, okay, no matter how we look at it, there are risks and there are rewards. Okay, the risks are there. The rewards are 10 times more than the risks to be a Division I college football
player.
And we're staying in the lane, and I'm trying to stay in the lane of just Division I college football players.
Yep.
Because unfortunately, there's a lot of other athletes that go to those universities that are also one percenters that don't have a voice. So now, does the college women's basketball team get a voice? Do the swimmers? Do the softball players? Do the baseball players? You're opening up so many different things that doesn't make any sense, and this isn't There's a time and a place for unions in college sports with college athletes. It just is not one of those.
And it's not, and this is where we just differ in opinion here, is that I think that there is a having a voice, yeah. And it's not on.
Well, you already have a voice, but you unionize. Then you're just paying dues. Now you can think about that. Have you ever had to pay union dues, Dusty?
But no. But
you know how much my union dues were? $10,000 a year. For what reason? To be able to get benefits. Now you have union dues. Now you're going to hire union lawyers, and then you're going to have a union hire group. And now those guys have lawyers. And now every time there's an argument, now you have a work stoppage. Again, and then you have a work stoppage. And then we have more. Then you have guys crossing the lines. We've already seen it in professional sports. And then we're going to have college kids that got their scholarships pulled because the coach says, well, he's crossing the line. And there's so many things that go along with this.
You're thinking of it in terms of how professional sports.
There's only one way to have a union.
But no.
Either union or don't.
I'm talking, and what I'm saying is a unified voice is something that I don't think would be a bad thing for, conferences and institutions.
You already have a unified voice. You just go on Twitter and say it.
That is not, that's not.
Are you talking about rights? You have a right. Either play or don't play.
No, I'm not talking about rights either.
I don't know what the heck you're saying.
I'm saying that in issues, having one voice go to the conference that you play in is not a bad thing to have, and they currently don't have that. Speaking for all 12, I think, again, I'll say it again, what Rudy Carpenter is saying that the Cal football players
are proposing. You already said it like four times. You get it. You
got
it.
Preposterous.
You win.
But no,
you win.
But hold on. It's a preposterous thing, but to have some form of it, I don't think it'd be a bad thing because it would avoid a lot of the issues that arise too. 503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. Get some of your feedback on this next. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. Hey, I'm sticking around for my friends at Golden Oak Lending. They got their lowest mortgage rates in their history. Golden Oak right now has rates that are in the mid twos and fixed. Take advantage of this historic low rate and save hundreds on your mortgage every single month. If you have a mortgage, you could save big. Plus, skip two house payments. Use that equity that's in your home. As you've been paying your monthly mortgage payments, your equity's going up. And with rates going down, that means you can get cash out and use that equity in your home to pay off some high interest credit cards that you have. And with Golden Oak Lending, best part, you skip two house payments. Imagine lowering your mortgage payment and eliminating debt with cash out. Give my friends at Golden Oak Lending a call, 503-455-GOLD. That's 503-455-GOLD, and get a free mortgage checkup right over the phone. The call is free, the analysis is free, and if Golden Oak can't close your loan, the appraisal is no charge. Plus, if they do, you make no house payments for the first 2 months. Historic rates, cash in now. Golden Oak Lending. Or 503-455-GOLD. Golden Oak Lending, NMLS
114937. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.